How can we have a country with open borders? Meanwhile, some Republican governors have been shipping illegals with their signed permission to sanctuary cities, so-called, such as New York City or Washington, D.C. or Martha's Vineyard, and those places seem to throw a fit. Jarrett Stepman of the Heritage Foundation has written a piece on this for the Daily Signal. He joins us now on Vocal Point. Jarrett, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. And by the way, I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Jarrett, it's been a while, but thanks for all you do. And tell us about the open borders and your take.
That's great. And thank you, Jerry. It's always good to be on your show. I obviously the open borders issue, and I think the border issue in general, has been one of the biggest problems, especially of the presidency of Joe Biden. I mean, the escalation that we've seen in illegal border crossings, which has reached historic highs not seen in decades or at this point really ever, which began almost immediately after Joe Biden became president. And I think this is a result of, I think, an intentional change of policies and rhetoric from the chief executive. I think it's an undermining of enforcement of border policies. And I would say it's causing immense amount of chaos, not just at the border, not just for border towns that are completely besieged, but for the entire country that is now dealing with this as well. I mean, the border is really going north. It's going around the country because we are so besieged by the now millions of people who are coming illegally into this country, creating a mess, creating a catastrophe, and creating, I think, very serious national security issues as well.
Okay, Ron DeSantis famously back, I guess it was in September, sent a busload to Martha's Vineyard, and you write in your piece that some on the left compared that to like a one-way ticket to Auschwitz or something. What? Auschwitz? Come on.
Just unbelievable, especially when you consider Martha's Vineyard is such a nice vacation spot for many. The idea of sending 50 people there on a bus or a plane is like Auschwitz is, of course, ridiculous. What I find interesting is that in the wake of that, not only have other governors replicated this on the borders, but some Democrat governors as well have also begun to move migrants to other cities. We've seen this with Jared Polis in Colorado, who was busing illegal immigrants to Chicago and New York. Of course, the mayors of Chicago and New York got angry about that. And we're even seeing this in Arizona, where you see a Democrat governor, and Katie Hobbs, is effectively doing the same thing. I mean, they're trying to explain it as if this is there's some big gap between what they're doing and what Republicans are doing, but the reality is there isn't much of a gap. And I think it just goes to what level of crisis this is for these border states that they're doing their best to deal with the huge swell of people that are showing up that are far beyond their capacity.
Okay, but where does Auschwitz fit into this? I mean, that's just outrageous. Although I'm sure you've heard of something called Godwin's Law, and the idea is that whenever you have discussion, maybe even on the internet or whatever, and eventually you just keep following it, and eventually somebody brings up the comparisons to Hitler and the Nazis.
It seems to always be the case. And I think what the reasoning behind this is because I think the argument that you get from Biden, that you get from Democrats and those on the left, is that really any border enforcement whatsoever is an evil act, is akin to being a Nazi or a fascist. And I think that is where the rhetoric has gone from the left, which is a part of just goes hand in hand with the fact that they are so unwilling to enforce our border laws, the ones that were passed by Congress. I think it's been a great excuse for them to effectively undermine the enforcement of these laws. I think even in cases where many people are being apprehended at the border, I think there's been a hesitancy on the part of this administration to actually deport many of the people who have come here. We have millions of people who know that if they show up in the United States, that eventually they will likely be granted amnesty. I think that's what many are looking forward to. The Biden administration, I think, has signaled to these people that you come here no matter what, even if you're smuggled in by drug cartels or these really nasty people, that eventually you will get into the country. And that is a massive incentive for people to come to the United States and break our laws.
Okay, I'm going to quote from your article. It said, "These so-called sanctuary cities have reacted to a few busloads of asylum seekers with extreme hysterics. Shouldn't they be happy that asylum seekers are showing up in their neighborhoods? After all, so many New York and Washington, D.C. neighborhoods put up signs saying that all are welcome, no exceptions, and refugees welcome. You want to go ahead and comment further on that? That's great writing, and it's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is interesting to see that the meltdown you have in places like Chicago, and especially Martha's Vineyard, where there was only really a few dozen illegal immigrants that showed up. I mean, there are some towns along the border, like Eagle Pass, like El Paso, that have been inundated with numbers of illegal immigrants that far outstrip the entire population of their cities and towns. How are they expected to deal with that mass of humanity coming over? Not to mention the fact that many of those who are coming over are certainly not the best and nicest people. I mean, this is a huge problem, is that they often work hand in hand with drug cartels and human smugglers who are not just bringing human contraband across the border. They're also bringing fentanyl and other illicit drugs that are destroying the lives of many, many young Americans, especially as you see the situation in Mexico, which has been very much deteriorating, where drug cartels have taken over large parts of the country, especially in places like Sinaloa, which is almost entirely now run by drug cartels, which is, I think, why we're seeing just a complete escalation of this issue. I mean, there's no control at our border. We have a disintegrating country on our doorstep, and we have, unfortunately, one political party in the Democrats that is not willing to actually enforce the laws that are on the books in this country. And I think it's created a catastrophe at our border that we've never seen before, that I think is quite unprecedented in its scope, and unfortunately will likely not be resolved until there's a change in leadership in the White House.
Okay, we have about halfway. I can't believe this. There's halfway is finished, and yet, so just to keep that in mind, 7.5 minutes to go. Okay, Vice President Kamala Harris is the border czar, and yet you don't really see much from her related to this issue.
Yeah, it's amazing to even pressure her to even go and take a look at the border. I think was already a big issue to begin with, and I think what we've seen from Harris and Biden is an attempt to really sanitize this issue and to make it seem like this is a small thing, it's a side thing, it's really not a big deal. And we saw this when we saw President Joe Biden go to the border. They actually cleaned up many of the camps that had built up there. It seems to be a one of the tricks of this administration to create this sense of normalcy, even in very troubled and unnormal times. We saw this when President Joe Biden went to Union Station, Washington, D.C., and all the homeless camps were, of course, removed. We saw this when he made his visit to the border, where a lot of the camps, the encampments of the illegal immigrants that had built up in places like El Paso near the border were suddenly cleared out in the months ahead of time, so that it appeared as if things were orderly and things were normal, and that this was just a small side issue. And I think that's really the problem here, is that not only is there a crisis, but we have an administration that is really trying to dodge this issue. I mean, there was barely any discussion in the State of the Union speech about this issue, except for the fact that they are pursuing amnesty and comprehensive immigration reform, as they call it. But there's a complete unwillingness, I think, to tackle this enormous problem, where we have so many people now coming over the border in the last few years. We've had over 5 million come over the border, which outstrips many states in the union. I mean, that demonstrates the scope of the problem that we've really created on our southern border.
Mayorkas says the borders are closed. So does the president's spokesperson, KJP, say that they're actually closed. So, in other words, you say we have open borders? No, we don't. They're closed.
This is what's really amazing, especially by Mayorkas, who's been insistent over and over again. He uses that word secure, the border secure. And I do often wonder what could possibly lead him to say that it's unsecure. I mean, it's really amazing at this point. It almost beggars belief. And of course, there have been calls to impeach Mayorkas for his role in the border catastrophe. And I think that a lot of those calls are very much legitimate. I mean, you can see, especially in how they've treated Border Patrol. I think last year they actually very much maligned them, saying that they were whipping migrants along the border, which was I think, a really nasty thing to do to several border agents. And I think they've really undermined the morale of the agency, which has been completely overwhelmed by the job that they're doing. Unfortunately, even if Mayorkas is removed from his office, the buck ultimately stops with the president himself. It ultimately stops with President Joe Biden. And I do wonder if even if Mayorkas is removed from office by Congress, if the person who replaces him is going to be equally terrible. I do wonder that. And I think that that's I think goes to show that it really does come down to the president to make something happen on this issue. I think the reality is that he doesn't want to do anything on this issue. He wants to let it fester, and he hopes that the media will effectively say as little as possible about this, try to malign Republicans as evil fascists who want to start another Holocaust or whatever the nasty thing it is that they want to say, and effectively ignore this and let this crisis continue to burn out of control.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, as far as the media is concerned, I guess – it may be fair to say that Fox is about the only one that's out there, you know, in the mainstream that is concerned about this. Does CNN ever report on this? Do other outlets, MSNBC?
Many of them do report on it. Of course, again, they try to turn this on Republicans to make it seem as if Republicans are being mean, or they go with some of the White House's talking points, the idea that, well, this is just about a crisis that's going on in South America, that really this is just unfair, that it's just a matter of circumstances that this is happening under President Joe Biden, even though it began really about a month after he took office and after some, I think, very big decisions that were made through executive order. So I think what you're seeing from the media is a lot of the administration's talking points being channeled through those media outlets, again, to try to diminish this issue that at this point for many is hard to ignore. I mean, especially if certainly if you're on the border, but in many cities now where they're seeing many of the illegal immigrants showing up and being housed, certainly in places like New York City, there are hotels that are now entirely filled with illegal immigrants. And it's causing a lot of consternation and anger from people in the city. And so there's ultimately, even though the media, I think, is trying to diminish this issue, it is hard to hide this in the American public, who are starting to see this in a big way across the country.
Okay, we have a minute and a half left. It seems like Mayor Eric Adams of New York City, maybe he is changing in his perspective. In other words, he was more liberal about this, say, a year ago or whatever, but now so many of him have come with written permission by the asylum seekers themselves. They've signed, yes, I'll go to New York City. And, you know, Eric Adams is saying we just can't handle all these people.
You know, it's interesting with Adams in particular, who I think he feels that the administration has not given enough financial aid to the city of New York dealing with this. And I think it comes from the fact that there are people even in New York, and New York is more than just, you know, people think of New York as just the middle of Manhattan, but it is a very big city. And I think there are people in the city as constituents who are fed up with the issue, who are tired of seeing this, especially those who have been impacted by this. And so I think there's a certain amount of, you know, you could say small d democratic response to this. I mean, a lot of these cities that, again, have declared themselves sanctuary cities, when they actually get hit with the reality of what this means, especially in a time where we have unprecedented numbers of people coming to the United States, I think they realize that this is not just a small side issue. This is a huge financial burden, and this is one that they are not prepared to handle. Again, it would have been nice to have handled this before the border towns got completely swamped and overrun. But I do think it shows that the level of just how bad this really is, that even these Democrats in these big blue northern cities are starting to panic about the level of illegal immigrants showing up at their doorstep.
Jared Stepman, DailySignal.com. Thank you, Jared. All the best.
Thank you very much.